Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Second District Congressman Lynn Jenkins will host Coffee with Your Congresswoman Thursday in Seneca. Jenkins will be at the community meeting room at Seneca Free Library beginning at 11:30 this morning. She'll provide an update on what's going on in Washington and hear from local residents. The public is welcome. Blue River area will be packing 50,000 meals at the Odell Community Building Monday, February 29th and Tuesday, March 1st. Mercy Meals is a nonprofit organization that encourages volunteers to package nourishing food that is then delivered by Orphan Grain Train to children throughout the world. They need 150 volunteers for both Monday and Tuesday for 6 2-hour shifts beginning at 2 p.m. each day. Those wishing to volunteer or if you have questions, contact Deb or Gwen at the State Bank of Odell. If you'd like to help but cannot volunteer, they are accepting monetary donations to purchase more supplies to restock. Their goal is to raise $7,000 by March 31st. Donations can be sent in care of Mercy Meals, Box A in Odell, Nebraska 68415. Mercy Meals Odell is also on Facebook. For additional information, contact Deb or Gwen at the State Bank of Odell or Pastor Stuckwish at the church in Odell. Donald J. Taburin, age 90, of Waterville, passed away February 20th. Memorial service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Interment, the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Donald Taburin. Charlie McKee, age 57, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Private interment service planned at a later date with the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Charlie McKee. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue chicken, cheesy potato, wheat bread, green beans, and berry bliss. Tomorrow, a salmon patty, a baked potato, mixed veggie, and peach cobbler. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville Junior High Boys Basketball League Tournament at Abilene continues. KNDY News time is 7:13.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank. We deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Live, work, and play at the Bulldog Community in Marysville. They're now open and leasing, featuring 1 and 2-bedroom apartments and 3-bedroom townhomes. Enjoy a non-smoking safe community featuring well-lit door-to-door parking, 24-hour maintenance, local management, private access, lawn care, snow removal, and washer and dryer hookups. In addition, our townhomes have attached garages with door openers and private patios. Call Metro Plains Management today at 562-2811 or visit our website at metroplainsmanagement.com and let us introduce you to your new home. Hurry, as we are filling fast.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 to 11 and 1 to 5. Walk-ins only, new customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
You don't have to look far to find one of Southeast Nebraska's finest orthopedic specialists. Right here in Beatrice, Nebraska, Dr. Derek Weichel is ready to offer you the latest in orthopedic care and the best in one-on-one attention. If you are looking for an orthopedic surgeon for your hip or knee replacement, rotator cuff repair, carpal tunnel surgery, or fracture management, give Dr. Weichel a call today at Beatrice Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, located inside Beatrice Community Hospital.
Incredible care. Incredibly close. Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center.
Dennis Kramer will be honored at a retirement party at United Bank and Trust Main Bank location downtown on Friday from 10 until 2. Drop by for refreshments and wish Dennis Kramer well. His retirement party Friday, 10 until 2 at United Bank and Trust Main Bank location downtown.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A relatively calm and quiet forecast period continuing through the weekend, with high temperatures topping out on Saturday in the upper 60s. Again, though, a slight chance for some rain showers, possible snow mixing in there as well. Starts up Monday night, continuing through Tuesday night, as a very weak low-pressure system is expected to come through the listening area. At this point, though, mostly clouds and a drop in temperatures with regards to that particular system. Taking a look at the forecast in a little greater detail, partly sunny skies in store for this afternoon, high temperatures topping out in the low 40s. A northerly wind of 10 to 15 that could gust to 25 miles an hour. Mostly clear skies for tonight, lows bottoming out in the low 20s, again with a northwesterly wind around 5 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine for Friday, daytime highs reaching the mid-50s, and sunny skies in store for Saturday as well, with daytime highs topping out in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Nikki Latola.
Average high temperature late February 48, record high on this date 83 in 1930. The average low 27, the record low is 4 below 0 in 1915. Sunset this evening at 6:10, sunrise in the morning at 7 a.m. Clear skies, 28 degrees. We had just a light flurry or two last evening in the air. Northwest winds at 10 to around 12 miles an hour. Barometer 30.22 inches and the relative humidity 89%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 25th of February. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. As the winter days drudge on, Rust Eaters at Seneca Furniture has the cure for cabin fever. Specials throughout the store, deals in every department, sales to take your winter blues away. Find over 90 recliners, lots of sofas and reclining sofas, selections to please everyone. Seneca Furniture with deals at three locations, 26 North 4th Street, 515 Main, and 408 Main in Seneca. It's a cabin fever sale at Seneca Furniture. On now.
Wildcat fans, help send off your K-State women's basketball seniors in style. Coach Jeff Mitty and the Cats host Senior Day against nationally ranked Baylor at 3:30 p.m. Saturday, February 27th in Bramlage Coliseum. Arrive early. The first 1,500 fans will receive Oreo churros, and the first 500 will also receive a free K-State sunglass croquis. Stay in your seats post-game for all Senior Day activities. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get your tickets today.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas is postponing today's planned markup of the GMO labeling bill until sometime next week. He said the markup was postponed due to changes on the Senate floor, adding the new time will be announced later. Roberts distributed a letter of support for his bill yesterday. That letter was organized by the Coalition of a Safe, Affordable Food Supply, a group that opposes state labeling laws. The bill would serve as a national voluntary GM labeling standard that preempts state laws, such as Vermont's mandatory labeling law that takes effect in July. So far, no Democrats have publicly announced support for the bill in its current form, but Roberts has indicated the bill is subject to amendments and was designed as a framework for the labeling discussion. While President Obama said earlier this week he remains cautiously optimistic that Congress will pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership this year, USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke more confidently that Congress will pass the trade deal. Vilsack says he expects a close vote, but added the expectation that a majority of both the Senate and the House will see the wisdom of getting this thing through. Vilsack said this week the White House will mount an economic and strategic argument aimed at convincing lawmakers to support the trade pact. He says congressional leadership understands delaying the deal would be costly to U.S. agriculture and the economy. Vilsack believes votes on the trade deal will look similar to votes on trade promotion authority last year and expects Congress to vote on the trade agreement during the lame duck session following the November elections. And a new study says European Union 2050 climate targets could mean eating 50% less beef, but the same level of pork and chicken. The study published this month in the Journal of Food Policy said the developments could cut current food-related methane and nitrous oxide emissions by nearly 50%. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
For Congress to pass a historic trade agreement with Pacific nations this year, Farm Bureau's president says the U.S. is arriving at the party late and is not reaping the trade deal's benefits that a new Farm Bureau trade economic analysis calls significant to the United States. Farm Bureau's Dave Salmonson explains.
We think we'll have over $5.3 billion of net positive ag exports for U.S. agriculture from the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. We think we'll have over $4 billion of that, just of increase in cash receipts to farmers across a whole variety of commodities.
However, he admits the outlook for one commodity, corn, remains mixed.
maybe we'd have a little less in corn exports that would be more than made up for by the increased amount of feed grains, corn, soybeans, that would be going in to producing that extra beef and pork that we'd be exporting. And that's why we think there'd be a slight uptick in overall prices for corn.
Tomlinson acknowledges prospects for the trade deal in Congress are limited before the November elections.
We're treating this as a year-long campaign. There's windows of opportunity. They may be slight, but they do exist depending on how the TPA guidelines are followed, when the administration sends up an implementing bill. So there's a pre-summer break window, and then there's probably a more substantive opportunity after the elections in the lame duck session in November and December of this year.
The United States International Trade Commission is preparing an official analysis. That analysis will be given to the administration, which will formally ask Congress to ratify the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.